This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Yesterday, the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Oregon Ducks each won their respective bowl games. They'll advance to the first college football national championship determined by playoffs, not polls. Athletic departments are happy about the change and the windfall of cash that comes with it, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
$7.3 billion. That's the sum ESPN will pay for 12-year broadcast rights to the four major bowl games, plus the two semifinal bowls and the national championship game. Since it draws championship interest to three games instead of just one, the money-making potential here is huge. Many say it's only a matter of time before the bracket is expanded to eight teams or more.
I do believe that this will be the first step in an expansion to what would likely be a eight-team playoff eventually.
Paul Swingard is the director of the University of Oregon's Sports Marketing Center. As the TV money keeps growing, he says program budgets and coaching salaries are increasingly on par with the pros. The only ones who aren't seeing a payday are the players. Ryan Van Bergen is a former defensive lineman for the University of Michigan.
The more it's similar to the NFL, the more it looks like it's supposed to function as a business, and you're going to see players react and expect to be compensated as if it's a business.
As popular as the playoff format is, Van Bergen thinks expanding it to more teams and possibly more games would be a big mistake.
Adding a game's not going to improve anyone's education. It's only going to create another potential for some of these kids to get hurt.
Conceivably, there are ways college players could get value out of an expanded playoff. Ken Shropshire teaches at Penn's Wharton School of Business.
You use those dollars to improve the educational opportunities, to improve the post-playing day opportunities for these student-athletes.
Shropshire says things like additional stipends or possibly a lifetime education credit could spread some of the money around and partially preserve the image of the student-athlete. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.